listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Genevieve Wood joins us from the Heritage Foundation. Thanks, Genevieve, for taking the time.
Good to be here, Steve.
Well, a lot of folks, I mean, quite honestly, on both sides of the aisle, maybe more on one side of the aisle than the other, some just freaking out that the possibility of the Department of Education on a federal level going away. I mean, I hear from teachers and parents, and I'm not sure most people that hear that that's a possibility really, I don't know that they really understand the history of the Department of Education, and if it were gone, what would that look like?
Sure. Well, let me throw out a few kind of just stats and history notes, Steve, and then we can, if follow-up questions are great. So Department of Education has only been around since 1979 or 80 when Jimmy Carter started it. And so we were doing education long before that. What we know is from that time until present day, we've spent over $3 trillion, $3 trillion at the federal level on education. And anybody who looks at test scores, I don't care which test scores you look at, math, reading, have gone down over time. We are far better off, worse off today, our students are, in terms of their ability to do math and to read and comprehend, than they were 10 years ago, 20 years ago. So we're clearly in the wrong trend. And I think almost everybody who looks at the stats sees that. And again, that's true across the board. That's not just for, you know, children from poor families. That's everybody. And so the question is, why is that happening? We're spending more and more money every year and getting poorer and poorer results. And the reality is, the other thing that people need to know is only 10% of funding actually comes from the federal government. The majority of funding for education actually happens at the state level. But because there is a huge chunk of change in Washington, states and localities, as opposed to using this money to hire more teachers or give teachers raises, a lot of that money is used for middle management in schools to apply for more grants from the federal government. I mean, if you look at the charts, we don't have a lot more teachers today, but we have a heck of a lot more administrators. And like I said, people in middle management, people who never walk into a classroom, who really have nothing to do with educating children. You just have education bureaucracy, which is, you know, what happens in a lot of government. You have a lot of money, less accountability, you end up with a lot of bureaucracy. So a lot of this money is going to just basically end all that bureaucracy, and states can actually focus on teachers and students and less on trying to apply for grants from the federal government. And then just two other quick points. The president also, in addition to saying we want to shut down the department, two of the programs that people are most concerned about, say special ed, special need children, we're not getting rid of that money. That money is going to be moved, however, to Health and Human Services, to a different agency to manage those dollars. So those programs aren't going away. The funding for them is not going away, but it's going to be moved to another department that can handle those things. And then when it comes to student loans, which the Department of Education has been in charge of, that's going to move to the Small Business Administration, which frankly is probably a better place for that to be too. So student loans and money for children with special needs, that's not being gotten rid of. They're just putting in different agencies so that all the other nonsense, frankly, the Department of Education has been involved with, pushing a radical agenda in many cases and tying dollars to it, saying, we'll send you money, but you got to teach this. That's the part that's being gotten rid of.
Okay. Well, a couple of things that I heard there. You know, and I was already aware, actually, 1979 was when the Department of Education was created. And I heard it elsewhere this morning by an act of Congress, which makes me wonder if that's going to have to be the exit. Would that have to go through Congress? Are you up to speed on any of that?
Yes. So the president can issue an executive order calling for the wind down and moving, like I said, those other dollars to other agencies. He can do that. And he can call for ending it. But Congress will officially have to pass a legislation saying we are ending the Department of Education. So Yeah, Congress will have to do this just like they had to pass a law saying we're going to actually create it. They'll have to pass a law to get rid of it. But he can start dismantling pieces of it without Congress's action.
Okay, and then another thing you mentioned was funding, and let's leave out special education and student loans because, as you mentioned, the funding for that will be moved to other departments. But funding in general and the bureaucracy that it feeds, here in New Mexico, we are, you get to hear it almost every time you connect with us, Genevieve. We're at the bottom of the list. I think we're number 51, probably if we're somewhere between 49 and 51, but I think we're 51. And here's the other thing, to consider as far as funding education here in New Mexico, we spend more per student than many, many, many other states that are spending much less and having much better test scores. And each year the budget in New Mexico, I mean, we have a surplus of billions, and to a point where now there's, I think, about $61 billion sitting somewhere. For a rainy day is the thought, is what we're being told. And it's like, okay, even if you put that money to use, okay, so one, anything not coming from federal, I'm sure could easily be covered by this big bag of money due to gas and oil in New Mexico. And even so, before you throw more money at it, it's a broken machine that needs to be fixed. And part of how that happens is by changes to our people that are running the education in New Mexico. That means our listeners getting out and voting for people that are ready to make change. So again, as we often do, we get back to it kind of falls on us. Be registered to vote, get out to vote, and hope to see change. Don't freak out so much that the president of the United States is ready to end the Department of Education. It really should not have that big of an impact on most Americans. And before I throw it back to you, I want to make sure our listeners know we pulled some of this from an article found at dailysignal.com. The headline is "Why Trump Aims to Put His Secretary of Education Out of Work." He doesn't dislike her. He likes her very much. She's there for a purpose now.
No, she understands her job is to put her job out of commission. No, listen, Steve, this is something, and I would really encourage your listeners if they have questions, please go to dailysignal.com, go to heritage.org, which is the Heritage Foundation. We have been working on this education issue for years. There is so much information there. So there's a lot more than just one story, but you can find, yes, rankings by state of how well students are doing. You can see how much we spend per student in each of these different states and localities. And you can see the differences in where we are today versus where we were 30 years ago and the amount of money we've been spending. And you also will see solutions. I mean, one reason you've seen such a rapid acceptance of school choice at the state level over the last 3 or 4 years is because COVID happened. And while you had a lot of states who were already kind of looking at it, all of a sudden many parents saw what their children were and were not being taught, and they realized, like, this isn't right. I've been sending my kid to the school and they aren't doing right by them. And so a lot of parents are demanding more choice, not just so they can go to a Christian school, that's what some parents want, but they're also saying, we want to have more say in the school I'm sending my child to. We want to have more choice. And when you have choice, that means the one school that was getting all the money all of a sudden now has to compete or knows it may have to compete with other entities. And that improves the product, which in this
Yep.
case is education. So you've seen over 11 states demand school choice in the past 2 to 3 years, passed at the state legislature level, and we're on our way to 20 some odd. So it's like it this is a huge movement, which is one reason, this needs to happen is just to further what the American people have been showing they want, even at the state level already.
All right. Well, Genevieve Wood joined us today from the Heritage Foundation. Genevieve, as always, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Go to heritage.org. And again, dailysignal.com has a lot of resources on the topic as well. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect. We're going to come back with our Friday financial update with Brian Cochran next on ABQ Connect.